This is the Technical Difficulties. We're playing Citation Needed. Joining me today, he reads books, you know, it's Chris Joel.
Quarrelsome quizzlings questing quickly through quixotic questions, are we?
Nice.
Thank you.
That's why I was in the loo so long.
Bounty Smell on the internet, Matt Gray.
Hello, YouTube.
And everybody's favourite, Gary Brannan. Gary Brannan.
I rode the Queen Mary and came third in the derby.
How many queens were alive at the time to win a Queen's derby?
And up front, it's Elizabeth. It's Elizabeth the first in the front.
In front of me, I've got an article from Wikipedia, and these folks can't see it. Every fact they get right is a point and a ding. And a special prize for particularly good answers, which is...
Mystery Biscuits!
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I've got
buzzers. Yeah. How loose are you today? Oh, I'm doing so hard, ladies and gentlemen. Can we just get you a cocktail glass while you do that?
I usually am. It's just the different table setup. You don't see me so much, darling.
Yeah, can we make reference early on in the episode that we have moved from Matt Gray's kitchen, which at this today,
from space!
The moon!
We need a green screen. It's
just the blackness.
Today we are talking about the SS Bessemer.
Is that to do with the smelting process? Now, there's an intro to any kind of thing.
Why would you say that?
Because it's the Bessemer steel smelting process.
You're going to have a point, because it is named after and invented by...
Bessemer.
Thank you.
Sorry, no, named after and invented by SS.
Sir Henry Bessemer. Right. You were talking about steel there?
I will defer to my... I go right honourable member, we do realise this looks a lot like question time. I will defer to my honourable friend here, the member for Sheffield. The member for...
I don't know what you've heard. It's lies. All lies.
You've just got member for Sheffield. Yeah.
Steel member.
That's what they used to call me, yes.
Sounds like a South Yorkshire Bond film.
Steel member.
Bollocks, we're not using gold, it melts too easily.
We're going to go down there, get hot steel.
It's just a scrappy. James Bond versus the local scrappy.
Bond is strapped to a slab of old railway locomotive while steel member comes up with a gas torch and just very closely, I'll get your nudges in a minute if you don't give in.
I was imagining him on the windshield of a smashed up car.
Might take half an hour, but we're going to get there.
That's hurt wipers on.
Oh.
Stop it. That's enough.
I'm starting to quite enjoy this. Does it have two speeds?
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to f*** off.
A long time ago.
In a galaxy far, far away in Rotherham.
Sir Henry Bessemer.
Oh, no.
Is that the name of the article?
No, the article is SS Bessemer.
Ship with a steel clad rather than iron clad hull or steel hull or something like that.
Certainly first ship with something.
But made by that...
holes in it.
It's the...
outboard motor.
Ship-sized diesel engine. Massive, whacking great outboard. Takes 10 men to steer it.
No, never mind that. Takes 10 men to start things.
It's like a tug of war.
Huge blokes with charging up the deck.
I think you'll find the first outboard motor was a Viking paddling.
Down the end of a stick. Yeah.
Sven, your turn.
Ulf, faster. Little backstroke, little front crawl. How long do this England...
Now, Bessemer, though, it's the steel crucible. That was the thing he invented, was the steel crucible.
Yes, have a point. You put pig iron into it. What did he do? What's the difference in his process there?
It removes impurities, doesn't it? Hotness.
No.
A crucible is a big bowl, isn't it? A windy thing. What tips over, and all hot metal comes out into a box, and that makes knives. Yeah. I went to school...
Sheffield summed up. Sheffield skill summed up in a few important words there. It's a big bowl with stuff that comes out of it. Yeah.
Makes knives?
You need to be the narrator on how things are made.
It goes in the box.
Knives.
It goes in this box and knives come out.
Yeah, there is something else that goes in with the iron, into the crucible.
Men!
A lot of it. Has to be pumped through constantly.
Max Bygrave.
Air. There is a market for pre-1940s steel. as in scrapping it, reselling it. Why do you think that might be?
Tolden Days air were cleaner.
Yes.
Right.
What was it cleaner of?
Sulphur.
No. The clue is in 1940s. About 1944, 1945 specifically.
Whoa! Radiation.
Cool. Bingo. Cobalt.
Well, I push my glasses back and say, how's that?
Background amount of radiation increased enough that if you're making radiation detectors, anything that goes in a radiation-sensitive process, you need pre-1940-something steel.
Well, there you go.
So you have to go back in time and forge your forgy thing.
You raise a sunken ship.
You raise me up
so I can make accurate meters.
And big boxes of knives.
Yeah. Boxes of knives.
You don't need pre-radiation knives. Like this is not a significant amount of radiation.
I want a post-radiation knife.
Cooks the steak while you slice it.
I'm fairly sure that at some point in the Victorian age, after the discovery of radiation, but before the discovery of radiation-induced cancers, someone will have made a radiation knife. Mm.
Radiation was all the thing. Yeah. It genuinely was. In any treatment, you would just give someone a bit of radiation.
Yeah.
I know for a fact... when I think my uncle was at school, the popular prank was to get the little bits of radiation and shove it down boys' arse cracks.
Oh, what, like pennying someone's
Yeah, pretty much, right? Yeah. Just with deadly, deadly radiation, that's all.
Plutonium's your bomb!
Ooh, it burns! Ah, that's going to sting.
One of my old physics teachers claimed that he'd found a radium blanket in his loft. Mm. It was a blanket infused with radium because it was warming.
Well, one of the products that's one of the most radioactive ones early 20th century is watches.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I was taught that one at school.
So was I.
Yeah.
Glow in the dark, you say?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Dip there. Lick the brush, you'll be fine. Just paint it on.
Yeah,
it's
right.
It's like we're all the result of the same education system, isn't it? How strange.
I thought you were schooled up a mountain by a Buddhist master.
That's just rather incomprehensive.
It was still a state school. I'm not posh.
State-funded Buddhism.
You know what? I'd be in favour of that.
Yes. Yeah.
Everybody just needs to chill out.
Now you have learned the wisdom of the writing and the metal making with the box with the knives.
And now you move on to the next mountain of Rotherham, where the Chuckle Brothers will teach you.
No! No! Rotherham's
there.
Secondary school was awful.
With a gigantic crucible metal. To me, to you, to me.
Oh, we've burnt several people to death.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Sports was just David Seaman.
If you're American, don't Google the Chuckle Brothers.
Or Rotherham.
Do. They are the childhood comedy legends.
That's true. Yeah. Don't Google their single with Tinchy Strider from last year.
Do.
A long, long time ago. We talked about Henry Bessemer. Who invented the steelmaking process named after him, established the town of Sheffield as a major manufacturing centre, not the town itself, just the... But he had a lot of other inventions, a lot of other patents, plate glass, make a continuous ribbon of plate glass.
Yeah. Of iron!
Well, the SS Bessemer...
Makes a better door than a window.
The SS Bessemer was one of his less successful inventions.
Was it a box of knives that sank?
It's made entirely of metal, left to right, all the way through.
I mean, you're
solid.
Right. SS is steamship. Yeah, so
we haven't actually got what it is yet.
Not yet, no. We are a good kind of half, two-thirds of the way through. But we have talked about Henry Bessemer and his steelmaking process.
All right.
So is it one of the ones that's got the rotatey thing on the back?
So we've got a crap boat.
Oh, we have an experimental boat.
I'm going to say, is it something to do with like steam turbines or something like this? Thinking of the industry and anything, it might have been steam engines.
No, this is... you wouldn't expect it to be coming from someone who had so many successful inventions.
Hovercraft.
This is designed to combat a common problem if you're on a cross-channel ferry.
Did he build it in Sheffield so there's no chance of getting wet?
A common problem, a cross-channel ferry. People on booze cruisers weren't allowed on.
It was built in Hull, just to...
Were no French aboard?
I mean, not initially.
That's a common problem in the channel.
Cross-channel ferry, full of them.
Was the duty-free actually cheap?
Is it a flat bottom boat to stop it grounding?
Oh, no.
Because there are sand deposits in the channel, I think.
There are, but no.
Was it an attempt at sort of bow loading doors or anything like that?
Loading doors.
Bow loading, not bowel loading.
It's a very easy mistake to make.
Roll on, roll off.
Is it Henry Bessemer's giant mechanical ass crossing the channel made of steel?
Steel sphincter.
Sorry, Steel Sphincter is another Bond film.
No, no, he's a Bond. He's like Jaws. He's a Bond villain's henchman.
Don't put your fingers in there.
He's eventually vanquished by the fact that someone has a giant magnet and he flies arse first onto
yes,
it.
Yes, yes. We're looking for a common problem with cross-channel ferries, with any ferry, really. If you go
seasickness.
On... Point.
Right.
An finally. Anti-seasickness boat.
An anti-seasickness...
What's the point of being on a boat?
Exactly.
Well, I'm sorry. Getting seasick is not the point of going on a cross-channel
ferry.
So it
is the prime experience.
So was this like a boat with like a thing that kept level all the time in it or something? Business! Give them all kind of thing to
like you used to get for your CD Walkman in your car.
Yeah, yeah, basically.
But for I mean, people.
That's something that a lot of our audience are going to be a little bit too young for there.
Oh, f*** off, really?
CD Walkman?
Like the international sign there for a CD Walkman.
Yeah, well, it's CD Walkman.
CD Walkman. Yeah. You see, children, hello, in the old days, we used to have to take our music with us on little plates that looked like a little shiny disc. You would put them in a machine, and when you walked, if you walked too fast, the music would jump, like Spotify when it's Could you believe, children, you could only listen to one album at a time?
A small bit of our audience is post-MP3, like they were born...
Why would you post the MP3 when you can email it?
We have to print it out first, don't you?
You are entirely right. It was an entire cabin. The saloon of the boat was suspended on gimbals and kept horizontal, so you weren't...
That's going to be worse, isn't it? That's going to be like the old British Rail APT.
Advanced passenger train, yes.
Because your brain is going to go, hang on a minute, I'm moving but not moving. And the net result is... everywhere.
I can see that I'm moving, but I'm not.
Yes. And the other problem is it only stopped roll. It didn't stop. What? It didn't stop pitch, and it also didn't stop surge. I think it's surge, which is or heave. Heave. That's it.
Up I think heave was the problem we were trying to get rid of.
Yes. The technical ship term is heave, which is the up and down, the kind of feeling that gravity is increasing and decreasing. So you're just in this saloon
that's not moving in one axis, but is moving in the other two.
Sorry, I'm just imagining someone called Serge and someone called heave.
Heave. The butler with the inner ear problem. Ask Heaves. Well, sir. Ooh, oh, God. I could give you a minute. Ask Heaves. His little icon is a butler's going.
Slightly green in the face.
Yes.
If anyone does want to quickly Photoshop that up.
You placed it.
Yeah. So the ship, it was actually made. It set sail. It went from Dover to Calais. What happened when it got to Calais?
Crashed.
Point.
Just kept going.
It quite literally did.
Right now it's somewhere in Austria.
You can have a point for that as well, because it failed to answer the helm and just hit the pier.
It's ringing. Someone pick up Elm. You know, hello?
You know that gag from Airplane where the plane just comes through the... That and the Calais pier. It just kept going.
At which point did it stop? Sir Henry Bessemer pokes out and goes, partial success. We got over and we f***ed up a bit of France. Turn round.
I like how you went with Airplane rather than Speed 2, where it happens with a boat.
Okay, yes, that's true. After two attempts to enter the harbour, it crashed into the Calais pier again, this time demolishing part of it. The ship remained in dock and then was sold for scrap. It did actually... have a trial with passengers on board, but one important bit didn't work.
The passengers. They're on strike.
The wiggly thing.
The wiggly thing, yes, exactly right.
So it's SS Bessemer's non-wiggly-wiggly thing.
Yes.
So it worked better on the way back when it was broken than on the way over when it was working.
Yeah. What happened to the saloon? Because the saloon was really well-appointed. Not the gimbal bit, but the actual sort of really lavish drawing room.
Shipped to shore and used as a restaurant or given to a hotel.
Yeah, I'll give you a point for that. I'll give you both a point. The designer had it moved to his home.
But it still kind of kept level even though it wasn't really moved.
You can have it as a flight simulator or a boat simulator.
When you are in an earthquake, you'll want to be in this room, was what he said.
For you can have all the experience of earthquake, but without the roll.
Yes.
Have you ever wanted to experience just 2/3 of an earthquake?
A vast improvement, sir. A vast improvement.
What eventually happened to that saloon, the last surviving bit of the ship?
Sold for scrap.
Well, it had a slight problem in about sort of the mid-1940s.
Did it get all blown up?
Yes, I have a point. Direct hit from a bomb in World War II.
Oh, and it wasn't radioactive until that point.
No. And because all the furniture was made of uranium.
A warming seat.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be horrible, wouldn't it? Just, you know, that unnerving warmth when you take over somebody's seat? Just a seat that has that all the time.
Yeah, but
just sits in the room with people going, oh, no.
Ooh.
Oh. On that, congratulations, Chris. You win the show.
Seems unlikely.
You got points.
Yeah, whatever.
On that note, congratulations.
Gary got the biscuits.
Yeah, but the biscuits aren't points.
Oh, no. Yeah, you got
the points are points. Yes.
Yeah. You may have gathered, viewers, that this entire show is bullshit.
In so many different ways. Yeah.
Except when he wins. Then it's really good, you'll notice.
Then it's brilliant.
Congratulations, Chris, you win the show. You've won rum and lime flavoured Mexican food cooked by the star of Taxi and Matilda. It's a Danny DeVito mojito burrito.
That sounds all right.
So enjoy
I get
that?
To meet the chef?
Sadly, no. Oh. It was shipped over. It's a bit cold now.
Oh.
With that, we say thank you to Chris Joel, to Matt Gray.
Goodbye, YouTube.
To Gary Brennan. I've been Tom Scott. We'll see you next time.
No. That would be proud of the red hands.
No, I didn't. No.
What, like a hippo spray? That kind of thing.
Oh, don't. I've seen that. He's Dr. Bradford Crane. Which
Bradford?
Just sounds like...
Bradford Crane. Hello, Bradford Cranes. Yeah, we've got a 9-ton, a 14-ton, and Morris Micklewhite.
Yeah, yeah.
Where's the hyphen in that?
I'm trying to diagram the sentence.
Yeah. Anywhere you can put a hyphen changes.